He's a jack of all trades, cowboy, and much more. While there's truth to the description, the talented Scott City Man is much more. Actually, it's such a long list, likely impossible to name them all. Here's an attempt. Yes, cowboy, trainer, farmer, harness saddlemaker, leather repairman, craftsman, wheelwright, carpenter, collector, master of restoration, well beyond. But foremost, he's Mr. Thornburg. That's Alan Thornburg, the high school woodworking, drafting, carpentry teacher. So how should he really be referred to? Let's call him Alan. Nothing more personal than one's own name. A teacher by profession, Alan is likely best known throughout the Midwest for Thornburg Leather. I have a leather shop in my garage that keeps me busy after school, he admitted. No pun intended, but it's almost easy to get the cart before the horse when relating Alan's story. I grew up on a farming ranching operation at Utica. Still have cattle there to care for every weekend, Alan said. We worked cattle with quarter horses, but also had driving horses with horse-drawn farm equipment and parade carriages. As a youth, Alan did much of the horse training. Most of our horses were harnessed and broke to drive, pulling a vehicle as yearlings. That generally helped make the horses easier to train for riding as they got older, he remembered. Interest in leatherwork came from experiences with horses, but Alan was also very diversified talented. I always liked to build things too, working with my hands and wood, he said. I really wanted to be a cowboy, but the pay didn't seem like it was always that good, Alan continued. So I became a teacher. Not that it's the highest wages, but with the leatherwork and farming averages out. Before settling in Scott County, the past 18 years, Alan taught at Burr Oak, Lindsburg, and Titan. It's about 50 miles to the farm in Ness County, where I have about 90 spring calving cows, he said. My uncle, 87, and my mom, 83, look after them during the week. I also hire some younger help, especially when we have to work cattle through the chutes. His wife, Julia, originated from Hayes and taught elementary school, but now is a librarian at Garden City. We have two grown daughters out of college and living at Kansas City. One is married and the other engaged. No grandchildren, Alan said. Our daughters haven't had that much interest in the ranch or leather business. Maybe their kids will. From the old school of teachers, Alan gets around early, about 5:30 to prepare for classes. Then when school's out, about 4 o'clock or so, I get home to work in the leather shop, he said. Sometimes it gets pretty late before I quit. Depends on what I'm doing. There's really no specialization in Alan's leather shop. I do a lot of saddle equipment repair for the cowboys in the area feedlots, he said. More shaps, chinks, bridles, custom tack, leather accessories to fit the working cowboy or buckaroo. He makes holsters, rifle scabbards, knife sheaths, hames, stirrups, belts, moccasins, whatever. Through the years, Alan's made a number of saddles as well as single and team driving harnesses. I haven't done too much of that recently, Alan said. However, I can duplicate nearly everything and make about any special project somebody wants. He's found a certain demand for Angora shaps, especially by old-time cowboy reenactors. Finding the goat hides in the spring is more than some shap makers want to undertake, Alan noted. Actually, there aren't many around these areas who work that much with leather, which is good for my business. With 7 sewing machines, including 3 old Singers, Alan sometimes has a hard time finding parts for them. I still have a full line of basic hand tools I've pieced together, he said. I often have to do a lot of hand stitching on certain projects. I worked some with rawhide braiding and took a course to make silver tack. I may learn how to make boots too. Not only a leather craftsman, repairman, Alan is a collector. I have large collection of both spurs and bits, even sleigh bells and conchos, all identified and displayed. Plus, a high number of high back saddles, which were common back at the turn of last century, he said. It's enjoyable figuring out who made the saddles and then restoring them. Horse-drawn vehicles are close to the collector's heart as well. I have lumber wagons, surrey, sleighs, and more, Alan said. I started restoration on a horse-drawn hearse, but sold it before I was finished. I had the framework to build another hearse when I get around to it. One of his favorite vehicles is an undercut grain wagon. It was hanging from the ceiling in an eating establishment, Alan said. When they took the wagon down, I bought it, and come to find out, the wagon was made by a Minneapolis Moline. Several horse vehicles are in restoration phases. I try to keep them inside, protected from the weather, rodents, and the like, Alan said. Becoming an obsolete occupation, wheelwright is another of Alan's talents. Becoming an obsolete occupation, wheelwright is another of Alan's talents. I can make spoked wooden wheels for about any horse-drawn vehicles there is, he verified. I only have 2 riding horses now, Alan noted, but they could likely be trained for driving too. With his carpentry skills, Alan has done a number of woodworking, construction, and restoration projects. I worked on a big barn built from a Sears Roebuck package kit back in the 1900s. We've tried to keep it as original as possible, but there have been some renovations. That kept the barn from being designated a registered historical landmark. I still want to be a cowboy, move to the ranch, expand the cow herd, ride and drive more, Alan said. There probably isn't as much demand for leather work at Utica, but there'll be enough with all of my own saddles, horse-drawn vehicles, other collections, and restorations. At 56, still a few years from retirement, Alan looks toward that day being full-time rancher, cowboy, and leather worker. I have plenty of projects to keep me busy, the school teacher said.